Good afternoon and welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. I am an internationally recognized author, speaker, trainer, coach, radio, and TV personality, and the creator of the acclaimed Vision Program. I have a true life story that's been called From Peanut Butter to Private Jets. I've also been referred to as an expert in the field of thought transformation. My mission is to deliver the message and bring you the tools for real success, abundance, and happiness. Each week, actually a couple of times a week, I'll explore interesting and thought-provoking topics from interviews with successful entrepreneurs to insightful discoveries and self-fulfillment. The promise is to always deliver information that'll make a difference, not only in your day, but new thoughts and new ways to consider about how you can create your own remarkable life. There are always some great surprises scheduled, and today is no different. Before we get to today's guest, who I'm so excited to have here with me today, I want to share with you today's G note. Well, and most of you know a G note is what I call a daily gift to guide you to greatness that I drop in your email box every single day. Today's G note simply says, be clear about the amount of money that you want to receive. State it and intend it. Do not speak of the lack of money for a single second. And if you'd like me to send you a little note, something to think about every day, something to help keep you on track, just go to my website, candyg.com, K-A-N-D-E-E-G.com, candyg.com, and just go ahead and sign up for G-Notes. Click here for G-Notes. And also I'll tell you, if you follow me on Facebook and or Twitter, you'll get G-Notes there as well. Well, what I'd like to do next is talk about today's guest, who I'm so happy to have here. I know we're going to learn some amazing things today. And I'm talking about Jennifer McLean. And Jennifer has the rare ability to transport you to your wounded places energetically and physically, while engendering in you a feeling of safety and self-compassion, both of which are truly vital if healing is to take place. She gently walks you through your revelations and offers insight that is uncanny in its accuracy. Her sessions are deeply meaningful experiences that are recommended without hesitation. Jennifer McLean has trained in three disciplines of healing, craniosacral, polarity, and Reiki therapies. She's been practicing these modalities of healings in private sessions with individuals for 15 years. And right now what I'd like to do is welcome Jennifer to Nothing But Good News. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much. It's an absolute pleasure to be here. What a great introduction. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. You know, I'm so excited. There's so much. I feel there's so much to learn and from you. And I'd love for you to just give the listening audience a little bit more of your background, but also explain some of these modalities of healing. You know, I'm sure many people listening to the show have not heard of a craniosacral polarity and Reiki. So how about a little background and a little education?
Sure. Well, I started my training in the late 80s or early 90s, and I discovered craniosacral through personal experience with it. Most of us are on a journey through this lifetime, and when we discover challenges in our life, those are usually the moments when we take action, the biggest action in our life, and we can talk about that more throughout the process of this call. But my action in that moment was I had a terrible temporal mandibular joint issue in the 80s. And it was exacerbated
and what kind
with
of a,
stress.
Did you say it was a joint issue?
Yeah, temporal mandibular joint is the jaw. So I had this really bad jaw pain.
Hey, I think just saying it is going to give a problem to the jaw. Yes.
That's right. It's a tongue twister. That's why they call it TMJ. I had a TMJ disorder. And I discovered I was about to go into investigate surgery for it, because I basically had a headache for three straight years. And I was getting four, five, six migraines a week, where I'd actually have to lie in bed with compresses on my forehead, and it was unmanageable. And so I was about to look into surgery, and the universe, I was also very interested in alternative as well at the time. And so this pamphlet flew off my, I was at the physiotherapist's office, and this pamphlet flew off the desk onto my lap for this wonderful couple that did cranial sacral therapy and orthodontist work. And what he did was created a splint, and he used what's called applied kinesiology, which is muscle testing to see if your system is strong in certain positions where the splint was, And she did cranial sacral therapy with me. And it worked. With the first session, I had immediate relief. Within 6 months, I was cured. And wow. That was, it was to me, it was an absolute miracle. And
I'm there's some pretty exciting stuff out there in relationship to alternative therapies. And,
absolutely.
And that's a great, great, great testimony.
Absolutely. So what I'm in. I want to know what happened to me. So I started taking cranial sacral classes. And then cranial sacral therapy, for me, is it's one of the foundational systems of healing from my perspective. I mean, I know there's a lot of wonderful techniques out there, but this one and the reconnection are the two that are fundamental to my practice. And then I've also got my own system of healing that I call body dialoguing technique that leverages these two foundational systems. And they're energetic healing models, and cranial sacral in Sutherland, who invented it in the 30s, and it's it's an offshoot of osteopathy, which is a system of healing that works with the cranial bones in the head and the sacrum at the base of the spine, and then the cerebral spinal fluid in between. And there's a rhythm that goes with the cerebral spinal fluid, and just simply tapping into the rhythm allows the body to go, oh, yeah, okay, there's my rhythm. There is my life rhythm. And it's the rhythm of the universe, and it's tied into the field as well, the field of energy that all of us are living and working in and tapping into, which is what the reconnection is. So I investigated cranial sacral. I learned it. I trained in it. And then I got involved in polarity therapy, which was Dr. Randolph Stone, traveled the world over a series of 40 years. And he investigated every modality of healing in every country he visited. He went deep, he worked with shamans, and he came out with this model called polarity therapy, which is basically a sampling of everything, all put into a system that's more in alignment with the cognitive processes of Western thinking. So he took kind of the Eastern traditions and some of the Far Eastern traditions and then combined them all together. So that was my foundational training. And then from there, I just started working with clients, and I developed my own system, which is called body dialoguing technique. And that was covered in Joe Vitale's book called The Key. Joe Vitale was the gentleman that was in The Secret.
Yes.
He was one of the featured teachers there. And mm-hmm. he wrote a book called The Key, which is to help people clear. And he covered 10 different healers in that book and 10 different ways of clearing. And my body dialoguing technique was one of the techniques he used share in that
exciting.
Book on clearing.
Yeah, very exciting. Wow, we're going to hear so much more, and we're going to talk to folks and get them to really understand some of these great healing techniques and how maybe you can apply them. We're going to give you some good stuff today, I promise. This is Candy G, Nothing But Good News Radio. We're heading off to commercial break. We'll be right back.
Amerijet is ready when you are, shipping household goods, personal effects, animal, or even hazardous material. Let Amerijet deliver. Call today at 1-800-927-6059 to anywhere in the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, or South America. Amerijet is ready to ship your package. Customer-friendly and reliable cargo service throughout the world. Personal or business, small and large packages. Amerijet, your best source for great shipping.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G book should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
Welcome back. This is your host, Candy G, and we are talking about some amazing ways of healing and healing your physical body and also healing your emotional body. Now, before we get back to Jennifer, I want to know, did you get your copy of Nothing But Good News magazine? Go to my website right now, CandyG.com, CandeeG.com, and just click right on the front page and you will get your complimentary issue of Nothing But Good News magazine. And we're getting ready now for our September issue, so I'm looking for folks to send some submissions, some good news stories, just some great stuff. We're reviewing stuff now to go into our September issue. Hey, you can place ads there as well, but if you've got some good stuff to send me, please send it along to CandyG at CandyG.com, CandeeG.com. You know, Jennifer, you have so much background in all of these different, you know, healing modalities and this system that you've put together. I personally have gone the alternative route most of my life. Mm-hmm. And understand the power in being able to, A, heal your body by healing your emotions, but also some of the incredible things that are out there. I remember when I have a daughter who is now heading off to college, but when she was little and she would get an earache, instead of running her off to the pediatrician and giving her 10 days worth of antibiotics, I had a wonderful naturopathic physician friend who was also a chiropractor, and she'd give her an adjustment on her ear, and in an instant, the earache would be gone.
Yeah, and cranial sacral kind of does the same type of thing. What the cranial work does is it moves into the pattern of trauma so that the trauma has an opportunity to release. And that's what my body dialoguing system does too. And you said something very interesting right there, which is about healing the emotional body, because from my perspective, every single solitary, without exception, dis-ease in the body has an emotional foundation, has likely a trauma of some kind associated with it. And the body is just simply telling us, hey, look over here. Hello, I'm over here. So that we can move in that direction and work with it and play with it and release the energies in a way that brings the body back into a place of balance. And that's essentially what healing is. I mean, healing is really just listening, paying attention, and noticing. I talk about these techniques, but at the end of the day, what this work really is about is simply listening, paying attention, and noticing. And from a healing perspective, what I have been trained to do is to go into the body and simply say, okay, show me. Show me what's going on. And I just sit back and observe. That's it. That's all it is. When you observe and sit back and watch and pay attention, and there's a metaphor here for doing the same for your life, the body has the chance to say, it has a beautiful natural healing ability. It has its own ability to resolve itself. And the first step, and I think about 80% of it, is really just listening, paying attention, and noticing what the body is showing us and not being afraid of it, knowing that the body is actually serving us and showing us something that we are ready, and this is a really important point, that we are ready for. Nothing shows up in our life that we are not ready for. In fact, it's showing up usually most of the time because we asked for it.
And I believe that that is completely true. I believe that, you know, our lives are our responsibility, and really learning how to understand that piece and then really understanding the other piece, how to ask, and that it's okay to ask.
Mm-hmm. You know, if we can, the thing that made the biggest difference in my life was when I changed the angle of perception on how I look at my life. Mm-hmm. From one of, I am at the effect of my life and out of control, to one of, I am the creator of my life and in charge and in command of my life. And when something shows up that feels like it's out of control, I get to now say, I asked for this. And that can sound kind of harsh, but what really made it wonderful for me is that I asked for it because I'm ready. Because I asked for something bigger than me right now. I asked for a big dream. I asked for a difference, something different to happen. I asked for something that I want. And everything that shows up after that is showing up because there's aspects of me that are not in vibrational resonance with what I want. And those things are showing up to help me to move into a place of vibrational resonance with what I want. So what shows up? A health issue will show up. What shows up? Financial challenges will show up. What shows up? Relationship issues. Those things come into our lives because we want something new, and those things will show up because we're ready. We've asked for it, and we're ready. We never get more than we can handle, and we are ready and strong enough. So now when something wild shows up in my life, I kind of giggle a bit going, okay, I guess I'm ready for this one. Here I am. I guess I'm ready for this one. And it changes the energy immediately from being a victim to being empowered and knowing how powerful and creative I am, that I'm creating this moment so that I can move in a new and higher vibrating direction.
We, you know, it's interesting because, you know, so much of my life has taught me that these things are so true.
Yes.
And I've spent well over three decades studying the power of conscious creation and how we create and the things that we do. And what's interesting is I giggled a little bit because I will have some things show up that'll be, you know, maybe a little tougher than I expected. And I'll just kind of laugh because I know that here's another growth moment for me, and there's always something good on the other side. So I've kind of learned to go, wow, this is really good because I know something good is coming on the other side.
Yeah, and that is such a brilliant way of working with our life now. And, you know, I see many people go into what I call this bracing energy. They brace against their life. And that energy is not necessary. I mean, right. When we can now see our life as something that's showing up for us, showing up as this juicy, wonderful life adventure that we're all mm-hmm. that we actually asked to come experience, and when these things show up for us now, we can now open ourselves to it, move through them in a new way. We don't have to. We can laugh a little bit, like you just said, and say, "Well, look at what's showing up here. Isn't this interesting?"
Well, you know, exactly, and I'll share a story with you.
Sure.
You know, it's interesting. You know, in my intro, I have a story that's been called From Peanut Butter to Private Jets. I mean, 17 years ago, I was a broke, homeless, single mother, and now most places I go travel by private jets. I don't tell anybody that to impress them. That's the truth. But to impress upon folks, you really can create whatever you want. Yes. And what was interesting is 17 years ago, when everything was made to go away, retirement accounts, savings accounts, investment accounts, I lost my home, my ex-husband, gone, left me with a little four-month-old baby to raise on my own. When I sat back and took an inventory of my life and took a look at it, because I've studied these laws and principles for so many years, I took a look at it and I went, wow, I ask for this. And I ask for this because, you know, I've been meditating for well over 30 years, and I decided I wanted to live the grandest adventure I could live. So I ask, and what I was asking for was love and truth and nothing else. Well, it had to fall away.
That's a big thing to ask for.
I know. I said, oh, she's going to get this. And it had to fall away because it really wasn't about love or truth. So not that he's a bad guy or was really, really a bad guy. It was an agreement to cohabitate. It wasn't a marriage. It wasn't real love. It was what society has taught us to go out and do.
Yeah.
You know, get the house, the white picket fence, the kid, the dog, and you'll be happy.
Right.
And the truth was I was asking for the highest life that I could live. And so my creative universe said, holy cow, we got to start all over. We're wiping this slate clean.
Yeah.
But I had enough understanding to say, wow, there's a place where I can consciously create the things that I want. And there's a funny thing about having.
And I think that all of us are now being forced. There's a compression that's going on right now within the world, within the universe. And there's this compression that's occurring for all of us now. I was listening to Marianne Williamson recently. I went to one of her workshops with Deepak Chopra just a couple of weeks ago. And she said something really interesting. She talked about the 80s and how the 80s were about overcoming dysfunction. It was simple. I don't want a dysfunctional life anymore. You had a bigger dream back then, so you got something much bigger. I don't want a dysfunctional life is what most people were angling for in that new age kind of outreach that happened in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And she said, little did we know that we were going to have 9/11 and that we were going to have Katrina and that we were going to have these global events that happened that are forcing us, and recession now, forcing us to really reevaluate who we are as a human race. Global warming, all these things are happening all at the same time, and none of them are bad, but they're all moments of compression, just like our own personal crises are. There's an opportunity here for us to really say, okay, I surrender. I get that I'm a creator. I get that I'm responsible for this life that I'm living and that the life that the globe is living. I am responsible for all of it. And when we can take that measure of responsibility back within ourselves and know that whatever shows up is ours. Man, it's empowering. I mean, you experienced that firsthand.
Oh, very much so. And when you could sit back, how easy would it have been 17 years ago to sit back and say, look what he did to me.
Yes.
It is not my responsibility.
That's
somebody
right.
else did this to me. And
that's
the
right.
instant you put it off on somebody else, you take all that incredible creative energy and you just
yep.
give it away.
That's right.
But when you can sit back and say, this is my life, and regardless of what happens, I will learn to become the best, whatever it is that I'm meant to be. And truthfully, Jennifer, it was that experience that brought my life to me.
There would be no wonderful book and the sharing and the opportunity to share with other people and show them the way if that didn't happen to you.
Exactly.
And I feel the same way. I had some very challenging circumstances as a child that were, you know, probably as extreme in trauma as you can get. And it set me up for a lifelong journey into, and I used to say survival and recovery, and that's not true. What that set me up for was to be a powerful, powerful being of light and love that can share how to overcome the direst of circumstances to achieve anything that you want.
And I believe that's what we're all meant to do.
Yes.
We're all here. Yes, exactly.
We're all here on this beautiful, juicy life adventure to have the experiences that we chose to have. And many of us who are on the planet right now are here to have the most enlivening and powerful ones. And, you know, it's like when we were deciding to come onto this planet, we were working with our guides and our friends, and we said, hey, what do I want to experience this time around? Well, there's something big happening on the planet right now, so everyone who chose to come down here at this time has come down here to join in this evolutionary change that humanity is now going through. And so all of us that are here because we said, I want something big this lifetime. And so we're all kind of having a level 10 experience right now, and we asked our friends to help us with this level 10 experience. And our friends might even include the perpetrators, you know, the people that we made an agreement with to say, I'm coming down here and I really want your help to have this level 10 forgiveness experience.
Very much so. Oh, I'm loving this conversation. You hear the music? That's my guys telling me it's time for us to just hold off for two more minutes, because I got a feeling Jennifer and I could talk all day. You're listening to Candy G. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Amerijet is ready when you are, shipping household goods, personal effects, animal, or even hazardous material. Let Amerijet deliver. Call today at 1-800-927-6059 to anywhere in the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, or South America. Amerijet is ready to ship your package. Customer-friendly and reliable cargo service throughout the world. Personal or business, small and large packages. Amerijet, your best source for great shipping.
Now boarding, next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy, Candy G. You've made us all proud.
Hey, welcome back. This is Candy G and Jennifer McLean, and we are talking about some amazing, amazing things to help, really help you understand why life is the way it is today and how you can help heal your own emotional and physical being. You know, before the break, we were talking about, you know, how we can take a look at those folks that maybe have done some things that just were less than kind in our lives.
Yes.
And look at them as soul friends. And there was a wonderful children's book. I don't know if you've ever read it. Neil Donald Walsh wrote it, called The Little Soul in the Sun.
That's come up so often lately. So it's a really great book.
Right. Well, I have to share the story. I have to share the story on the air now because I brought it up. There was a little souls, and God was teaching about forgiveness. And one little soul stepped up and said, I want to learn about forgiveness. Give me forgiveness. And he said, I can't give you forgiveness. You have to go down into the physical, I'm paraphrasing, into the physical universe, become human, and somebody has to do something to you so that you can forgive them and you can learn forgiveness. And the little soul said, okay, I'm ready to go. But God said, but no, somebody has to do something, has to go with you in order to do something so that you can forgive them. And one little soul stepped up and said, I'll go. Mm-hmm. And then the first little soul looked at them and said, you would love me that much. I know, you know, because case in point is that some of those folks, and you know what, I had a tough go. I mean, people read my story and it's like, you know, I was out on my own when I was 17 years old. I bounced around, talk about dysfunction. I bounced around family members and finally at 17, before my 18th birthday, day after I graduated high school, I was said, well, we've done our job, go find a place and stay there. And I had to mentor myself into adulthood, and it was just, there was so much hardship, there was so much heartache, so many things happened along the way. And people look at me now, you know, there's this wonderful Mary Chapin Carpenter song that says, step inside this heart and walk around these rooms and see what peace can conquer. And understanding and learning so many of the things that you're talking about and walking myself through this journey is I learned all of these things that you're talking about. And it's amazing what happens, but you have, don't you think folks have to first begin to say, I need to spend time with me. I need to understand what's going on with me. Don't you think there needs to be a discovery piece?
Absolutely. And so the universe gives us hints every day. It's the hints are our emotional response to life. And the hints are, how did you feel about that person cutting you off in traffic? The hint is, how did you feel about that person who took too long in the line? The hint is, you know, how do you feel about those people that are doing something on the news? Those are the hints. And what we can use is our emotional response to those hints in those moments and use them as a access point into the body. And what I mean by that is, an access point. The emotion is the access point. The emotion is the trigger. And we get to say, okay, I'm pissed off, or I'm upset, or I'm sad, or I'm angry, or whatever, or I'm envious, or I'm not happy that they're succeeding. That those are the trigger points. And what we get to do is use those trigger points as points of access into our own bodies, into the chambers of our heart, and say, what happened here around this that caused this trigger? And that's the piece that allows us then to then move through it in the moment. And I have this theory called the compression theory, and the compression theory is if we don't use those moments, if we ignore them, and we have these anger outbursts or envy outbursts or sadness outbursts over and over and over again, and we don't use them to go deeper, to go within ourselves, that's the body dialoguing piece of what I do, which is I use it to go in the body and say, where am I feeling this in my body? And there's a part of the body that's holding it. And you can have a conversation with that part of the body. And if you just listening and conversing is huge to shift it. You don't have to have a PhD in metaphysics to do this. You can just go into your body and say, what am I feeling? And when we do that over and over and over again, and we use tools like EFT, my body dialoguing technique, Ho'oponopono is one I use every single day. I use Ho'oponopono constantly. The Sedona method, the work by Byron Katie, these are fantastic tools that we can use in many moments during every day. And Esther Hicks' work, Abraham Hicks, I should say, work. And we use these tools, and when we use them in the moment, when the emotional triggers are coming up, the compression theory is that if we don't use them, it gets more compressed and more compressed and more compressed because we keep asking for a change. We keep saying, I don't want this, I don't want this, I don't want this. And the universe says, yes, I agree. So I'll give you more until you get the pathway out. And so so instead of this huge accident that's coming at you down the road or some huge illness that's coming at you down the road, if you use the little moments to clear and clean and process and realign and repattern in those little moments, then the big moments don't have to show up. They don't have to show up as big and as strong. But if we ignore them and we keep asking for something different and then we ignore the emotions that are coming up and we ignore them and we ignore them, that's when the big stuff shows up. And what many of the people who are on this call now get to understand is that the two of us have already gone through this, and we're showing you a path now so you don't have to. And if you are in the middle of a crisis, we can show you a path out of it by simply feeling and acknowledging your emotions and allowing them as an access point into your body, into your soul. I call it soul excavation. And that allows you to move through it in a way that's easy and elegantly instead of traumatic and victim and out of control.
And so can you give the listening audience an example? Because when you talk about this, like I totally hear you, I get you, but can you give the listening audience, folks that are listening, and they're going, yeah, this sounds really good, but how do I do this? What are you saying? Right.
And actually, you know what, the other thing that I would recommend is whenever you say but, use it. Mm-hmm. The but is also a trigger. Yeah, but mm-hmm. It doesn't work for me is a really mm-hmm. good one. Okay. Do you mind, would it be okay if I just guided everyone through a little process here?
Sure. As long as anybody that's driving, please don't close your eyes.
You can actually do this with your eyes open. I'm going to guide you through a Ho'oponopono process. And how much time do we have before the next commercial?
We have before the next commercial. We have 6 or 7 minutes, but can we maybe do just a couple-minute process instead of
sure.
6 or 7 minutes?
Sure, I'll try and do it within the next 6 minutes. So I'll ask everyone's body and system to know that we're going to do a little turbocharged moment here of 6 minutes. So in this moment, I want you to think about someone who's done you wrong. Think about someone, make it a recent person, someone who recently did something that upset you, did something like you felt they did something to you, and think about that person. And we're going to talk about a little personal responsibility here. So I want you to think of a time in your life when you may have done something similar to someone else. Now, if they did something recently that was really big and huge, know that even a thought that you may have had about someone else in the past can be almost the same kind of energy. The energy of thought is as powerful as the action. So just think of a person who did something to you. Now, think of a time when you may have done something similar to someone else, either thought, word, or deed. You did something, there it is, you did something similar to someone else. Yeah, so you see how this person showed up to show you how you can forgive yourself for having some similar energy. So we're going to start with I'm sorry. And the I'm sorry is an empathetic one. I'm so sorry something happened to me. You're saying this to yourself. I'm so sorry that something happened to me to create this behavior that showed up. And this person is reminding me of how I have actually exerted this behavior in the world. And something happened to me. Something happened to me. Something happened to me. And I'm so sorry that it happened to me. I'm so sorry. And all I knew how to do was cope. And the only way to cope was to exhibit this behavior in the world, to have this belief that showed up as a behavior. I didn't know what else to do. I could only cope. Something happened to me, and I'm so sorry that it happened to me. I'm so sorry that this thing happened to me that created this coping mechanism that showed up in the world. I'm so sorry this happened to me. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. Please forgive me for those who I may have hurt through thought, word, or deed by expressing this emotion. Forgive me for those who I hurt through thought, word, or deed by expressing this emotion. All I was doing was coping, and I know that I hurt other people through thought, word, or deed, and please forgive me for that. Please forgive me for forgetting that I am innocent. I am innocent, and that person is innocent too. They're all just showing up, doing the best we can, given our environment, given our past behaviors, and the way that we held trauma. Please forgive me for forgetting that I am innocent, and I see now that they're innocent too. Please forgive me for forgetting that I am divine love. We're all sparks of the divine, every one of us, and forgive me for forgetting that in those moments when I was simply coping because of what happened to me. And I exhibited behaviors that I'm now not as happy to have. Forgive me for forgetting in those moments that I was divine love. I always was. I'm innocent, and I always have been. Thank you. Thank you to this person for showing up to show me what I am ready to release and look at and review and acknowledge and realign. Thank you for showing up, because that person showed up in my life right now to show me this moment of forgiveness for myself. I love you. I love you. I love you. You're saying this to yourself. Say your name. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you for showing up to this show. I love you for showing up and having this moment. I love you for your commitment to your process, to your life, to healing and evolving and moving forward. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that something happened to me and I didn't know how else to cope but to exhibit this behavior that showed up and hurt others. I'm so sorry that this happened to me. These things happened to me, and I'm sorry they happened to me. Oh, gosh. Please forgive me for those who I may have hurt by exhibiting this coping mechanism. I may have hurt them through thought, word, or deed, and please forgive me for those who I may have hurt. Please forgive me for forgetting that I am innocent and that we're all innocent, and that person is innocent. We're all innocent here. Forgive me for forgetting that I am divine love. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for showing up, that person. Thank you for showing up to show me that I am divine love, for reminding me again that you are innocent and I am innocent and that we're all innocent. Thank you for my life, for the things that I have in my life, for the people who love me and who I love, for the people who show up and show me what love is. Thank you for love. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Oh, I love you. I love you for doing this, for having this moment, for opening your being up to have this moment. I love you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. Thank you. I love you. I am divine love. Thank you. I love you. I am divine love. There you have it.
You know, and it's powerful. Oh, it's so powerful. We're right up on another commercial. Timing was impeccable there. You're listening to Nothing But Good News Radio. We got lots more good stuff coming on in 2 minutes. We'll be right back.
Amerjet is ready when you are. Shipping household goods, personal effects, animal, or even hazardous material. Let Amerjet deliver. Call today at 1-800-927-6059 to anywhere in the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, or South America. Amerjet is ready to ship your package. Customer-friendly and reliable cargo service throughout the world. Personal or business, small and large packages. Amerjet, your best source for great shipping.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Hey, welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio, and this is your host, Candy G. And before we get back to our very healing chat with Jennifer, I want a couple of announcements here. On August 7th and 8th at the Diplomat Country Club, from the Soul of a Woman Retreat with Valerie Parker. Valerie brings together some extraordinary folks. You need to go to a website, From the Soul of a Woman. You need to check it out, and you just need to go. It's all you need to do. It's an amazing thing. And Valerie's remarkable. And if you'd like more information, you can go to her website or just contact me, Candy G, at CandyG.com, CandyG.com. And if you are in Raleigh-Durham or want to travel to Raleigh on August 22nd, 21st and 22nd, come on out for Empowerment 09. I will be there, and I'll be teaching you some extraordinary things along with some other amazing, amazing speakers. This is a great group of mentors and coaches, and you will get, you will walk away with stuff that is extraordinary. I promise you. You know, Jennifer, the interesting thing about doing for lack of better words, forgiveness technique or exercise that you shared on the air is some people may be listening, and they may for the first time have ever been around something like this.
Right.
And will sit back and go, yeah, right, what is this going to do? But I have to tell you, I have utilized in my own life so many of these types of techniques to truly create peace on the inside. And when you can create the peace on the inside, you can heal the inside. You can not only heal your physical body, but you can heal your surroundings, the things that you want to create, the things that
Absolutely.
You want to do. Exactly. And I remember once I was doing a type of a forgiveness technique, similar but different. And it's funny, I was just talking about this yesterday, had a really horrible, horrible, horrible experience. So horrible that I blocked the memory from the most of the physical memory from my mind. And I was working with these forgiveness techniques, and in my mind, I started imaging these bubbles that were rising up from inside, and all of a sudden, inside, one of the bubbles popped, and the face of the person who, it was just a really horrible thing that I will say it happened, just appeared. And the first time I remembered the face for maybe, that it happened maybe 10 years prior, and all the peace, the pain, the everything, it was just all there instantly, like you talk about. And
yeah,
so
go
ahead. But I'm just saying for the listening audience, it may sound like, I'm going to sit back and do that. But I'm telling you, extraordinarily powerful stuff.
Well, Ho'oponopono, if you're interested in that was the technique I just used. There's a book by Joe Vitale called Zero Limits, and explains it in detail, what it is and how it works. And the bottom line with all of this, though, is about understanding that we are the creative force in our universe. That's really the bottom line here.
Right.
And when you know that you've created these opportunities to experience them directly. So when you know that and you say, it's not about forgiving someone, by the way. So it's not about, I'm going to go and forgive them. Doesn't work.
It's about yourself, exactly.
It's about yourself. It's about
exactly.
forgiving the aspects within you
exactly.
that are out of
Understood.
Alignment with that event or experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually, in my book, The Big Book of You, I talk about, there's a whole couple of pages worth of stuff on forgiveness, and there's a story of a young woman who had no intention of forgiving the alcoholic father. Mm-hmm. And so she went through this, no intent, that wasn't even part of what she was looking for. She just wanted a way to cope with the father. And so by exploring ways to cope and take care of herself, really forgiveness often comes from self-care. That's really where it comes from. And so she, there's this kind of great story that talks about how she did that. And that also offers techniques for how you can do it for yourself. But at the end of the day, what happened was she was able to see that they were just flawed individuals doing exactly what the Ho'oponopono prayer just shared with us, which is most of us are just simply coping from our places of trauma. And when we can access the trauma and within ourselves, and I'm not saying go into it at all. All I'm saying is notice and pay attention to what's being triggered in the moment and go with the flow of that. Then we have the chance to resolve it. And what happens every time is when we resolve our own trauma, the people that we are associated with that trauma with are also released. And there's a big change. And in my own life, I am in really good relation with my quote-unquote perpetrators. I have a great relationship with them. And it's completely because I've been able to find a place of forgiveness within myself that created a release for them to let it go, and I don't have to even receive I'm sorry from them. It's not important. What's important is that I've released it within me. And these techniques like the work and Sedona method and Ho'oponopono and EFT, my body dialoguing technique, all of these things are fantastic tools. But here's a really important part about these wonderful tools. You actually have to use them. It's amazing to me how many people I hear who we share this stuff over and over and over again, and they say, well, my life is still crap. Well, how often do you use the tools? Well, I haven't really well, there you go.
I haven't really used it. You know, one of the things that I love to say, it's not knowledge, it's power. It's the use of knowledge, it's power.
Exactly.
And a couple of years ago, I was doing an event in London with Les Brown, and there was 1,000 sales folks there. And I asked, folks, because I've been studying this thought transformation thing for, like I said, 3 decades. And I asked who had heard of the book Think and Grow Rich. And out of 1,000 people, 700 people had their hands in the air. I said, well, you people that heard of it, how many of you have bought the book? Well, now I have 300 hands in the air. Well, you people bought the book, how many of you have actually read it? Now I have 60 hands in the air. Well, you people that have read it, how many of you have taken the time to apply the principles to your own lives?
Right.
Out of 1,000 people, Jennifer had 2 hands in the air.
There you go. That is perfect illustration. And I'm telling you right now that the time is now. And the reason we are all in this place of compression in the world is, and how we will work through it, or I actually really like to say play through it, because I don't think it's really work. I think it's actually playing with the energies. And when we can look at our life as this beautiful dance and this beautiful dance of play, then we can change it from one of being a victim and survivor to one of thriving and being a powerful being of light. And so when we can change just that one little tiny angle of perception, the angle of perception that we are at the center of we are the creative force of the universe. We are creating our lives. And when we can change that and say whatever's showing up is showing up because I've asked for it, because I'm ready to take a look at what this is going to show me, this remarkable gift is showing up for me that I get to use now. I get to use it to excavate my soul. I get to use it and use these wonderful tools, like I said, body dialogue and Katie Byron's The Work, or Byron Katie's The Work, EFT, emotional freedom technique. Google, if you've never heard of this stuff, Google it. My body dialoguing technique, if you go to healingrelease.com, you can get all kinds of information about body dialoguing. I've got a membership site where I do body dialoguing techniques with my members every single week. That's masterworkshealing.com. So there's tons of stuff. This radio show, I mean, this remarkable woman and her, Candy G, and her story and her book. I mean, this stuff is here for you. Use it. But the key here is action. Action is the fundamental key of the universe. And action means using these things and actually doing them daily. I have this program called Healing with the Masters. And Healing with the Masters, I talk with the same kind of folks that Candy G is talking with, and I'm sure you've seen the same thing, which is these people do this every day, dozens of times a day, not once.
Every day.
Every day. I wake up every morning, and I do my prayer work. Every night before bed, I do my prayer work. I do Ho'oponopono 10 times a day.
Right, and which is very true. And I got to tell you, you're right. It is about using this stuff. Boy, oh boy. Good stuff here. Don't go anywhere, though. We got more. Right back, right after this commercial break.
Are you shipping electronics, hazardous material, live animals, or household goods? At Amerjet, we welcome all your business. We carry it all. Ship your goods direct with Amerjet, and you know you're getting the best price and the most reliable service. Amerjet has daily all-cargo flights to the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, and South America. Local offices and staff in every country. Call 1-800-927-6059.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs, until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
Welcome back. This is your host, Candy G, and we are talking about some amazing things. And, you know, folks that are listening to the show realize that doing Nothing But Good News Radio, this isn't the only thing that my team and I do. I actually have a program that I created called a Vision Program, and we are inside the corporate arena changing companies from the inside out. We call ourselves the new face of workplace America. And, you know, Jennifer, there is a shift happening, and we are evolving as a people, and we are shifting into a new arena, a new area. We're much more conscious. It's more conscious business. All the things that appear to be falling apart today is a good thing. Out of breakdown comes breakthrough, and people want what they want. They want more meaning and more joy and more passion and all these incredible, wonderful things in their lives. And I'm very proud to say that my team and I are we're inside companies and changing them from the inside out. It's interesting because I also use that word excavating, and we will help entire companies excavate those things that aren't working, figure out what it is that they truly want to do, and then we give them tools where they can feed powerful images to their subconscious mind every day. But beyond that, what we do is we pretty much, I guess I like to say, we sit on top of folks until they use this stuff, because just like you know this, until folks, and the truth is there's lots of scientific evidence why it takes people so long to shift and change, and it has to do with synaptic pathways and all this wonderful way that you can shift things. And Nothing But Good News Radio became an offshoot of the work that we do inside the corporate arena, because I wanted a place where folks could hear the good stuff.
That's really
absolutely
cool.
Absolutely, hear the good stuff.
The corporate America is the hub of where the shift. We can shift big as a nation, as a global community, if we can shift things within corporate America, let me tell you.
And I will
thank
you
for the work you're doing.
Well, I appreciate that. I want to share a wonderful story. I guess it was maybe a month and a half ago. We were doing an event inside one company, and the event was being done half English and half Spanish. I work with a translator doing simultaneous translation at the same time. Spent 2 days together teaching some very incredible principles and laws and tools and techniques, and some stuff, you know, overlapping a little bit with some of the things that you do. I mean, we're all out here meant to be working together. You called it earlier in the show. We've all come here for a reason, to lock arms, go hand in hand, and help heal what's happening here. But what was very interesting at the end of the second day, after really teaching about real conscious ways of living and being and teaching gratitude and forgiveness and integrity and justice and honor and truth and love and faith and belief inside the corporate arena. On the second day, this wonderful gentleman who's 61 years old, and he had come from Cuba almost 20 years ago, and he'd worked for this company for a very, very, very long time. At the end of the second day session, when we were finished, he stood up and through the translator, he said to me, at age 61, he said, "I realized in these last 2 days that the company that I work for really cares about me. I realize in the last 2 days that I have more to give. I realize in the last 2 days that I make a difference. I'm not done at 61. And so I realized after it's amazing, I know, that after I walk out of this event, what I'm going to do is I'm going to register for classes and I'm going to learn English. I'm not done. I have so much to give. And so it's extraordinary to be able to be inside an environment where folks aren't touched by a real conscious way of living and being. So I just felt compelled to share that with you.
That's awesome. That is awesome. And you know what that's what's possible for all of us, you know, which
it's all possible. Yeah, and I just imagine there's so much that you could teach me. So we have just a couple minutes before we go off the air. What do you want to make sure the listening audience knows about you? And your website is healingrelease.com, correct?
Yeah, I would recommend. There's two things that I have going right now that you might be interested in. The one is I just launched a sound vibration healing product. It's called it's for relationships, harmonious relationships, vibrant health, and the third one is health relationships. And prosperity, boundless prosperity. And I went in the studio with my friend Mark Romero. Both of us use sound vibration healing. We channel music that is has a specific intention, and we've created this really, really cool product. Both of our energies alone, we have products on our own that are fabulous, and together we've created this really remarkable cocoon of healing energy. So if you go to healingrelease.com/markjenn, markjenn.htm, healingrelease.com/markjenn.com, you can check out that product. And we've had people that are actually clicking on the samples. And some people have been kind of adventurous and clicking on all the samples at the same time and been having instant reactions and feelings of shifting just by listening to the samples on the site. So it's pretty exciting. And what's
exciting.
Really cool
so
about
give me
that
again.
Is
healingrelease.com.
Healingrelease with an S, release.com/Mark, M-A-R-K, Jen, J-E-N-N, dot H-T-M, as in Mary, markjenn.htm. And so the other cool thing about that is we also are offering memberships to Masterworks Healing membership site. And the membership site is an exciting project that we launched recently as well, where you can join as a member. And what you get from membership is a body dialoguing session every Saturday with me for an hour and a half. Every Wednesday we have contributing guests from Mary A. Hall, who's a EFT specialist, Caroline Sutherland, who's a Hay House author for nutrition, Libby Adams, who is a remarkable coach with three decades of experience helping thousands and thousands of individuals, and Dee Wallace. Dee Wallace is a remarkable healing with the I Am system of healing, and she was also the mother in the movie E.T., the Spielberg movie E.T. She's also
I knew Dee Wallace,
an actress and a healer. Yeah, and so she's amazing. So they have a show every Wednesday. One of those folks are there for you Wednesday, and you can actually interact with them directly. They're doing direct healings. That's the focus of Masterworks Healing membership site, is you get to call in and experience a direct healing for yourself for that membership site. We also have book reviews. We have if you have products, you can join the membership site and offer your products. We're keeping the products area open. We get great Google response. So your products are going to get a very high profile viewing from the members and from the community at large. And there's also a prayer circle. We have lots of people that are doing that every Tuesday and Thursday. The members get together, hundreds of us get together and pray for people every Tuesday and Thursday. And so anyway, that's Masterworks Healing. So if you go to the markjenn.htm, and you can actually sign up there and get a free trial just by buying that product. If you're not interested in that, then go to masterworkshealing.com. That's Masterworks with an S, healing.com, and that's the membership site. If you add a VIP at the end of that, masterworkshealing.com/VIP, you're going to get a 50% discount on the membership. We're having a monthly special.
Awesome. Awesome. And like always, if you contact me, CandyG at CandyG.com, okay. I'll make sure you get all those websites and all that information. Jennifer, thank you so much for being here with me today. Wonderful stuff. You are listening to Nothing But Good News Radio. We will be back on Thursday from 3 to 4 Eastern. This is CandyG saying bye for now, and just get on out there and live life like you mean it.